Hi, it's Rhonda Shear here. Welcome into Hysteria 51. Oh, all night.
Thank you, Rhonda Shear, and thank you, David Flora, for joining me.
Hi.
On this up all night. Why is mine so much sexier than hers?
You were born with it.
I know, man.
She's had to work for hers.
Shit. It is tough being an international sex symbol such as Brent Hand is. Man. Just drink it in. Anyway, I lost my own eyes and my reflection there on the screen for a minute. We are doing another Up All Night, and this time we got a listener story. This one was sent, and it's my fault. It got sent to us, and I didn't know exactly how I wanted to use it, so I've sat on it for a few months now because I didn't know what I wanted to use it. Eric sends us a story, and he sent this to through our website. So you can always go to hysteria51.com and send us stuff like this if you got stories, or weird@hysteria51.com. You can send us either your blurry hysteria weird articles, or if you've got your own story, type it out, and we'll do these here and there on some listener stories. So thank you, Eric. And you, without further ado, Mr. Floor, if you will, tell us about a weird thing that happened to Eric about a decade plus ago.
Alrighty. Back around 2011, my wife and I were living in a sort of run-down suburban neighborhood. One of those old factory towns, but the factories closed, and most people moved, so mostly abandoned old houses. We were renting a one-story with no neighbors, so it was quiet.
Except for the goddamn monkeys in every closet.
All around them.
There he is, just a steel town boy on a Saturday night. And monkeys keeping him up all night long. Sorry.
All night long.
Sorry. And Eric, I'm sorry, but as you were, sir.
One winter morning around 9 or 10 a.m., I was outside with my 12-pound dog and my coffee. He went to do his business, but stopped and was looking at something behind our garage. I walked over to see what it was, and the biggest buck I've ever seen was looking at him. While rare, it wouldn't be too crazy to see a deer around that area. The crazy part was that the deer was standing like a freaking human on its hind legs, looking down at him.
Whoa!
I'm 6'4", and with the antlers, it was over 7 feet tall. All three of us seemed to be moving in slow motion. After a moment, the deer backed up, still standing on two legs, to the fence, dropped to all fours, and leaped a chain-link fence. I just stood there, dumbfounded. Next thing I remember, I was sitting on my back porch as my wife came home around 5:30 p.m.
Now, that in and of itself right there, and I guess we don't have information, but did he just sit there dumbfounded for 7 hours, or... or was there time lost? You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Eric, if you want to clarify, I should have clarified some, but I wanted to have this fresh. So I did not read this other than I put it to the side once he told me what it was. So I was trying to get some fresh perspective on it. So, yeah. Anyway, we'll probably have some questions. But, yeah, so go ahead. I apologize.
To me, it sounds like time loss.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
This sounds familiar to me. I wonder if he sent this to me before, too. Or if we've talked about it. It's so weird.
I probably forwarded it to you a while ago, just saying we're going to do it. Who knows? But yeah, I haven't read this yet, so cool.
Cool. Later that night, after dinner, I was laying on the floor watching TV. My wife, who we found out about a week before was pregnant with our first, went to bed. It was around 10 p.m. The room I was in was an addition we used as a family room off the back of the house, so there was a door to the old dirt floor cellar in our TV room. I specifically remember I was watching Rick Steves' Europe on PBS, and it was an episode on Romania, and he was in an old church. I know for a fact I was not asleep. The lights were also on. Then I hear a noise coming from the cellar door, but I'm unable to move at all. Can't even breathe. I'm lying flat on a carpeted floor looking straight up. I see five Caucasian figures step over me and go back to the main part of the house. They all looked exactly the same. Black suits, fedora hats, white skin. Also, no hair and no face. They each looked down at me as they stepped over me. No eyes, nose, mouth, or anything.
Well, that's fun.
Right there, he's just set up shop in the Uncanny Valley.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Which we've heard about this a little bit with the Men in Black before. Sometimes they have faces, sometimes they don't have faces. Sometimes it looks like it's crudely painted on, you know? So this is definitely firm in that, weirdness. Hola, David. Me llamo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation too. So you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they designed it for long-term retention, you know, if you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do. And then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition and it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused. Or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and we have both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long term, and it's something that it works, you know. And we don't do long term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So, all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now, get started. For a very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
I also remember none of them had socks on either, which is a weird thing to notice. All wearing loafers and culottes. After a few moments, I could finally wiggle my big toe, like in Kill Bill. Uh-huh. Then I could catch a breath. I have never been even close to as terrified as I was that night. It made me understand the phrase scared to death. I wanted to check on my wife, but I was so exhausted from the ordeal, I passed out. I woke up at 3:33 a.m. on the dot. The TV and lights were out. I jumped up to check on my wife, and she was fine. The next morning, I asked her how she slept, and she said, "Slept great." Said after she fell asleep around 9 p.m., she never got up at all. I did not tell her about what had happened to me. The next night, I was at a trivia night with some friends.
All right, what a loser does trivia.
Who knows stuff? Come on.
This episode of Up All Night brought to you by Quiz Quiz Bang Bang.
The host, who we were friendly with but not conversational with, came up to our table and just said out of the blue, "Hey guys, you ever heard of sleep paralysis?" And went on to describe it to us. I kept my mouth shut. We had never spoken to him about anything other than, "Hey, how's it going?" And to come up to us out of the blue with some crazy shit like that, like, what the hell's going on here? When we would go back to trivia nights after this, it was back to just, "Hey, how's it going?"
So, oh, man, I would have asked, why, per se, do you ask? Sorry, I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, what did the conversation, where'd it go after that?
Hey, how's it going? And are you familiar with sleep paralysis? Also, today's extra bonus question. That's why I said never trust someone who hosts trivia.
Nothing else really happened after that. We moved out of that house about 4 months later. I never told my wife about what had happened until we moved out. Although it was a creepy old house, I don't feel like that really had anything to do with what happened that day.
That is really crazy. And it also, the thing that I have seen and even done myself is the not telling someone. And it's always so weird to me, and also the go-to for everyone, it seems like. Because people won't believe you, or you're worried. And then a lot of times when you do say something, then they're like, no, not in this case, but sometimes they're like, oh yeah, me too. Yeah. Like, shit, we could have shared everything.
I mean, I get it in this case, you know, if he doesn't want to upset his wife,
right?
Who's already worried about being pregnant or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
He ends with, "This story is so freaking crazy, I would never believe it if it didn't happen to me. I think that's the part of the reason I've never told anyone other than my wife. It was so fucking crazy. I thought I was going to have myself committed if anything else happened. I'm shaking right now just going back over it all. I've never had any other strange encounters before or since."
Interesting. So I grew up in the middle of nowhere, and we had fruit trees and stuff. And bucks, well, deer will stand on their back legs and pull fruit and stuff like that. And with his dog being startled, or startling it possibly, I could totally see a deer standing up. So I don't want to say that part is crazy in any sort, but it's weird. Yeah. And he's lucky, because deer, if it was just a normal deer, they do sometimes get territorial and will fuck you up with those antlers.
Oh, yeah.
And they will be like over 7 feet tall with the antlers. You know, if they're standing up, deer can be pretty large. Now, the rest of part of it, the problem is, you know, he said he wasn't asleep, so there is that, you know. And the problem is, when you have sleep paralysis, you can see things and things crazy. Or did it really happen? I don't know. But it was real to him, and like he says, he knows he wasn't asleep. What are your thoughts? What do you think?
I don't, it's hard to say if any of it's connected at all, but the time, if it's time loss, then that's pretty wild.
Yeah, I'd love to have that part answered. That's more of the, that's a big piece of it. You know what I mean?
That's a big piece.
Yeah, if it is time loss, that's, yeah.
Could it have been not connected to the buck, and that just happened?
Right.
That'd be wild. And but then, you know, maybe something, the five males or whatever it was with no socks and no face, that's it's not exactly Men in Black vibes. It sounds like how they look, but it's not really how they act, in the sense that usually you hear them coming up and questioning people and being intimidating and stuff like that. This sounds more like it's some kind of entity that froze him in place later that night, and we're just, I don't know, checking things out. Maybe they, I don't even know what to speculate on that. But, you know, if it's all connected, what does that mean?
Right. Right. I'm also upset that I've never been in a band called Five Men Without Socks. That's a side note. That's just me me being honest with everyone.
Sockless, faceless.
Yeah, it's crazy. And, you know, you never want to wake up with five men standing over you. That's just one of my life. That's one of my life lessons. That's how I live my life. It could have just been all five of my neighbors. I'm like, nope, don't like this at all. not okay in the slightest.
Not
so,
cool, bro.
Yeah. it's a doozy. Eric, I'd love to. I'll reach back out to Eric. Maybe we can get some clarifications and love to hear your guys' opinions on this. We'll post link on Hysteria Nation. And of course, I'd love to have you tell us what you think. And if you got some questions for Eric, maybe he can answer them. And if you guys, like we said, have your own weird occurrence and you want us to talk about it on here for a bonus episode, weird@hysteria51.com, or just drop us a line through our website, hysteria51.com. All right, kids, we'll see you next time on Up All Night.
Goodbye.
Meeting adjourned.